Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, along with my glamorous co-host, Miss 100%. And if y'all trying to see Miss 100% tonight, if you go to the Smooth Drama site and you go to the news section, you will see Miss 100% in all her 100% glory. I just want to put that out there. So if you go to our Smooth Drama site once again and you go to the new tab of the site, you will see Miss 100% giving you her glowing, radiant smile all for you. And to top it off, she's naked.
Now, why would you try to disappoint them people like that?
What? Sex sales. Anyway, tonight on the show, we got Mr. Noel Short and Mr. Andrew Reeves, the creators of the webcomic Breakers. So we're gonna get our sci-fi on tonight. You know how we do. So if you want to holler at us, please feel free to give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. And if you want to holler at us and you too scared to call, feel free to email your question, dick@smoothdrama.com. And also, if you just want to holler, once again, you can check out Miss 100% on the Smooth Drama site, and you can go ahead and chatter up, because it's interactive now. You can look at her and you can chat at her, and y'all can talk about her naked body.
Oh, well, okay.
And
just not good at all.
Yeah, also, you know, we social network here, so Facebook, Twitter, tag, my yearbook, Tubly, LinkedIn, we do all that. So you wanna hook us up, hit us up, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Dick Hugger there. I'm Dick Hugger everywhere but Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. You can add me. I'll add you back. You follow me, I'll follow you back. Miss 100%, you go to a featured guest page, click on her, and you can add her also, and you can just like her. Because I know right now y'all going to be liking her and liking her and liking her and liking her and liking her. We just putting it out there. And, you know, I'm putting that out there because, hey, we're in our last days here.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
According to some guys, who I'm not going to say their name to give them any kind of fame, but according to them, they say Saturday, May 21st, for all you non-believers out there, this is it. This is it.
Right.
They're planning their rapture parties, and it's doomsday for us all Saturday. So if there was something you wanted to do, somebody you wanted to get at, you got 2 days, homie, or homette. Let them know.
Yeah.
We got,
yeah, because only about 3 million people are allowed to go. According to the source, only 3 million people are allowed to go. So, a lot of us are going to be left out.
Yeah. So,
You know, there's only room in heaven for 3 million people.
I'm thinking you're going over what it really says. I thought it was 144,000.
Well, that's what a certain group of people were saying, but then there's another source on the internet. They give a timeline and all these different calculations, and they calculated the exact time between the flood and now and blah, 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 and they're saying, you know, approximately 3 million people will be allowed to go. So for the rest of people who did everything they were supposed to do their whole life, if they're not on the top list, you know, of the 3 million, then they just SOL, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So, once again, 2 days left, so whatever you're going to do, now's the time. Make it happen. Because you can cancel Sunday according to them.
Right, according to them.
According to them. Speaking of canceling Sunday, you want to talk about this Michigan lottery winner?
Sure. I would love to talk about this guy. Michigan guy, he won $2 million back in 2009, I want to say, Mr. Fick. And apparently when he won the money, he wanted to do what was right and contact the Department of Social Services and let them know that he no longer needed public assistance. And they told him that he can continue to use his food stamp debit card. So since 2009, he's a millionaire that has been receiving and using food stamps every month. And he said, made a statement. He said, if you want to try to make me feel bad about it, you're not going to do it. He said he did the right thing by letting them know. And since they told him that he can use them, he doesn't feel bad about using them. And right now, lawmakers are trying to find a way to close up that loophole to, you know, get him cut off of those food stamps.
Well, you know what? It's funny. They can't close that loophole up, and you know why they can't close it up. Because I will guarantee you, his ass isn't the only millionaire that's getting
assistance. That's right. Well, they're saying because it was a lump sum payment and not money that he received. If he would have taken the money in installments, then they would have been able to cut him off of public assistance. But because he chose the one-time payment, that's why he's able to continue to get assistance from the government.
Okay. Once again, like I said before, the only reason why his ass is not getting cut off and lawmakers won't do it because they know they all have to include all these supplements.
That's right.
You know, the rich guy supplements. You know, they always talk about the welfare queens and the lazy ass people who don't want to work for a
living. That's right.
But it seems to me, millionaires, there's a loophole that's not being discussed here, where millionaires can get taxpayer money. It's funny how it's real quiet on that.
Yeah,
a damn pin drop. I think it's
erect as old cotton.
Well, that and I was reading, segueing off. For those people who, you know, you're feeling like you can't go on, your time is up, whatever, you can go to Switzerland. Switzerland, they voted where it's their law where you can do suicide tourism. You can go there and they will help you kill yourself. Now, this goes out to all the people out there who decide they want to kill themselves, but then they want to kill a whole bunch of other people. I'm saying, go to Switzerland. They will help you kill yourself. instead of killing people who don't want to die. You know, not all of us are ready to go with your crazy ass. You know, you want to kill yourself, more power to you. But no, I ain't down. If I want to kill myself, meet me in Switzerland. If I'm in Switzerland, that means I'm ready. Other than that, I have no other real reason to go there. Just for those contemplating the suicide, and you want to take other folks with your selfish ass, Switzerland as a destination for you.
Well, I have a question. If they're so desperate to end their lives, why don't they just do it? I mean, okay, it's against the law to kill yourself, but what can they do to you after you're dead, really?
Well, once again, these are selfish bastards because they don't kill themselves. They go out and kill other people. Then they kill themselves.
No, I'm talking about the people that the law is for, that the law in Switzerland. And by the way, they said the law's existed since 1964, and nobody actually paid attention to the law. And they're thinking that it's new, but they found out that it's not something new. But just for a person, just a regular person, they don't want to take nobody out with them. They just want to end it. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They're ready to leave here. Okay, so why go to Switzerland? Why not just leave it alone? Do it here. Just end it and be done with it.
One, our recent history is littered with miserable, unhappy people who are so selfish that they don't want to just take themselves out. They want to take other people out because they're selfish and mad with themselves.
Right.
Myself, I feel sorry for some folks, but at the same time, when you take it to the next level and you decide to take somebody else's life, I'm not feeling that. So
okay.
That's my answer. And on that note, we gonna go commercial break. And in between this commercial break, y'all feel free to stare at Miss 100%. Stare at her really, really hard. Let her know. Give her them stalker eyes that you're really looking at her.
No.
This is Rob Cos. You sick. And after this, we'll be right back.
Pull off together. Two people who loved each other even beyond the shadow of death itself.
Yeah. harmonies the missus, melodies the mistress, and I ain't got no time to lay around with other bitches. Zilla told me one ain't good enough, so I infidel concubine, that's three. I don't need no ticket into hell, this is my existence. That which I will make it out of, stay up in this pit long enough as I can make this fire put me out. I dare you, go ahead and invade, but let me introduce you to a game you never played. Yeah, I got some heat about me, I'm deep, you need to doubt me. Dick is weak, you cease to pound me, you ain't shit when she's around me. Music, my prima donna, and I got the tone to please her. She ain't even have a voice till I made her come among the speakers.
Music, my music, got me, going.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Roz Kosh, Muse Sick, because the muse is kind of sick nowadays. And on that note, we have our distinguished guests on. We have, I believe, Mr. Short and Mr. Reed. Welcome to Smooth Drama, sir.
Hey there.
Thank you.
How's it going? Thank you.
We're good. How you guys doing?
I'm pretty good tonight. I'm just kind of walking the city.
Okay.
Kind
of... All right.
Well, yeah, Drew, I'm at home. I'm doing good. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, thank you for coming on. I mean, you know, we're here to talk about Breakers. Would you tell the people the story of Breakers?
Hi, guys. Right. This is Miss 100%, by the way.
Hey, Miss 100%. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Y'all good. Sure how's Sarah doing? She's making it on cam.
I
anyway.
Heard they tell them there's something going on over there.
So,
tell us a story about Breakers.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start, and then I will hand it off to my distinguished partner. Breakers is a story that sprung from an idea that I had in a creative writing class in college at Eastern Illinois University. And we had to do an in-class essay, and I got this image of a merman swimming away from this underwater creature. And I started writing about it, and years later, I met Noel and presented him with the idea. And together we developed it into a story about a merman who seeks the secret of changing into human form and walking on land. Take it away, Noel.
This is a huge story. I used to be a voiceover agent years ago, and I actually met Drew because I thought he had a great voice, but then we ended up kind of just connecting, and I had just worked on another graphic novel story for Drumfish Productions called Sentinels. I had just done it, and I was just starting to wait. We were just waiting for artwork to come back, and Drew came to me with the story idea, and it just blew me away. It blew me away, and magic started happening. We just started kind of brainstorming and trying to figure out, you know, the nuances of the story, and it just built and built and built, and now it's kind of taken over our lives.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's been quite the journey. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot going on right now. We're, we commissioned an artist to help us kind of come up with the character designs, Ray Arzino. And he helped us to kind of visualize all of the characters. And then
that was a really integral part of the whole process.
Yeah, it's kind of what sparked everything. And
Go ahead. Some of the art, I thought it was spectacular. You know, I'm a big art guy, and so I see some of the concept art, and I'm like, yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah, the artwork Ray did is it's simply beautiful. Which you can see, it's on our website. If you go to BreakersOGN.com, BreakersOriginalGraphicNovel.com. We actually have the 8-page prologue that Ray did the art for up on the website right now, and some character bios and stuff like that. But right now we're on. Ray couldn't continue on; he's busy working on a whole bunch of other projects. And you know what he did for us as a concept artist was amazing. But we now have moved on to a new artist, Ashish Joshi, who is now picking up where Ray left off. He's kind of reimagining the characters a little bit. And we're at the position now where we're wanting to get some funding and try to get the book published. So it's all kind of happening right now.
Yeah. We just finished. We just actually finished the first draft of a video for Kickstarter, which is like a fundraising website. A friend of mine did the editing, and the first draft looks great. And so, you know, in another week or two, we're going to put it up and open up the site. And start hoping that the contributions come in to, finish the project. Well, really get it started, you know? I mean, take it to the next stage.
Right.
Yeah, we
once we have a
full issue done, it'll be an easier tool for us to start. I mean, because the story is big and it has some legs to it. So we want to start pitching it to comic book
legs.
Fins. But we want to start pitching to companies.
They're trying to grow legs.
Say that again?
They're trying to grow legs.
Yes, we are, actually. We're literally trying to grow legs. Right?
Now, that was one of the parts that I wanted to focus on along with the story. I think a lot of times people understand all of that goes into making these comics, the web comics, and what you have to, like you said, taking over your lives, what that entails as far as getting a web comic graphic novel off the ground. Talk about those struggles.
The first part's always, you know, the creative part. Getting it written, getting a story down is challenging enough as it is. I mean, we spent a year just figuring out the story before we ever started writing dialogue, just fleshing out the story from beginning to end. And, then I write the dialogue and Noel contributes, Noel works on that with me. And then that part's kind of Noel's expertise. He knows more about the actual getting it up and running than I do. I'm kind of just like the guy in the back room that writes and comes up for air every once in a while.
Yeah, we have the system we have kind of going right now is working really well. We both see it very cinematically. So Drew is just, he's so good at writing screenplay. He kind of does it that way. We'll brainstorm and we'll talk about the story, and then he'll just go away for a while and write out this amazing, he puts it together as a screenplay. And then I'll take that, and then I try to transpose that into a graphic novel form for what we're going to give the artist. Like, you know, page one, panel one, this is what we see in the panel, this is what this person's saying, et cetera, et cetera. So it's trying to then convert the screenplay into the comic book. But then I hopefully, you know, then when it's all done, we're going to have a screenplay and a comic book totally finished.
All right. So my question would be then this. Now, you say that the story has fins. Now, are you planning this like, okay, you're planning the comic, the web comic, and then you're trying to pitch it as a movie, pitch it as a series. I mean, what are your master plans on this?
Well, I kind of see it as, first things first. For me, I just want to see it in print first, and then I'd love to see it on the big screen eventually if we can get it into the right hands. I think it's a powerful enough story that it speaks for itself. So, sure, I'd eventually love to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I see it as a movie as we're making it. But yeah, I mean, our ultimate goal is just get it made, just get it printed. We've been working on this for a really long time, so we'll be able to hold a full, complete issue in our hands. Right now, that's all I want.
All right.
Hi, guys. I have a question. But why comics and nothing else? I'm not, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm not a very big comic book type of lady. I'm sorry. I was deprived as a child. I'm sorry. But two questions. Why comics? And then, like, for a person like me, how would you draw me in to get me more interested so that I can become, you know, a part of your audience, so to speak?
How would we draw you in?
Why comics? And then the second, you know, why not do something else? Why comics? But then the other question was, as far as if I'm not a very big comic book person and I don't know much about comics, how would you, you know, kind of draw me in to, you know, school me on the knowledge of comic books and why everybody loves comics so much?
Let me take this one, Drew.
Right.
I mean, comic books have they're not what a lot of people think they are. I mean, for me, I'm a big fan of the long form kind of long form drama, like Why the Last Man and the Sandman series, and Fables, which is going on right now. These are really long stories, and it's not just about superheroes. I love superhero comics, but if you're a fan of just like human drama, I think the story is intriguing enough to grab your attention. And, you know, from what the way I picture it when it's done, is the visuals are also going to be very beautiful. So it's going to be like an experience, you know, it's not your typical comic book. So if you like stories about people and drama and intrigue and seeing a bunch of beautiful pictures, I think maybe, you know, this could be your first comic book.
Okay. So you're just basically to dive into it, and I'll probably like it after I start to get into reading it and looking at the illustrations and get a feel for it.
I think with any new medium that you have an experience, you may have to take a risk. You got to give it the chance. Like, for instance, when I started working with Noel, I really was not that into graphic novels and comics. I was trying to figure out how to write it. I'd read a few, you know, Batman comics when I was a kid, but, you know, I wasn't like into graphic novels. And Noel was the one that suggested writing it as a graphic novel. And, you know, for me, the appeal is that I get to see it play out in front of me. Like another dimension from the novel, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and the way I was also thinking about it when Drew approached me with the story idea, I mean, I immediately saw it as a film. But, you know, at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, here we are. We're not, you know, we don't have any reputation as film writers, and here we are with this gigantic, hugely expensive CGI animated or whatever kind of story. I figured it would be an easier way to kind of get some attention if it was a comic book first, because we can do a comic book. You know, it's not crazy expensive, and you know, you can get the we can get all the feeling and emotion that we want through graphic novel form and visual storytelling. So then, if we can develop a fan base and people that are interested in the story, then that makes it, you know, more appealing to people out there who are making movies. And a lot of movies are being made from comic books these days.
Right. Now my question is this, you know, and this is a question I don't think I've ever posed before, so I'm going to break my virgin on y'all. when you say you've exhausted all of the, you know, say Kickstarter doesn't work out for you, you've done your comic, and you've done your story, would you consider making your own low-budget movie? Series, whatnot?
I don't know. Of Breakers, that would be a pretty big undertaking, I think.
I'm picturing a horrible nightmare if we did it with no budget, like in a swimming pool, people with plastic wrapped around their legs. I don't know. I mean, I think it's too big for us to do any justice to as a movie, at least any kind of movie that I would want to see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
well, I mean,
so grand
in scope. Well, you see, I asked the question because I know a lot of times there are a lot of people who have quality work, and for some reason or another, they can't get big studio money. And so you can't get big studio money. It's like, do you let your story languish, or do you take that risk? And,
well,
you know, go Toxic Avenger and let it see what happens.
I think our version of that approach would probably be, because, I mean, ideally we would like the story to get picked up by a larger independent comic company. I think our version of the low-budget film approach for this would be to self-publish it, which is, it's not cheap, but it's significantly cheaper than, like, you know, making a movie. What do you think? No, that's what I would say.
In my head the whole time, that's kind of always been our backup plan. If we can't get picked up or find someone that wants to take the story on, then there's the option of self-publishing. And, I mean, my good friend Rich Bernatovich, who asked me to write for the Sentinels story. I mean, he does that. He self-publishes his books. He's got a five-book series that's out. He's working on other books right now, and he's at all the comic book conventions, and he's selling his books. So, you know, that's an option, too. And then you never know. Maybe one day down the road, if we're going that route, someone will find the story. Of course, it's really amazing and fabulous to think about this being a major motion picture and all. But, I mean, for me, I mean, I just want to tell the story. So if we can find a medium to do that continuously, that would make me very happy.
Well, I've got a suggestion. If you want to draw Miss 100% in, when you send her a copy of Breakers, send the weed brownie.
Well, you know, that's actually one of the things, one of the incentives that we're thinking of doing for our Kickstarter fundraising is
send the weed brownies out.
Well, in the book. we'll give that for free. We won't charge you guys for that. We'll find a character.
Of course not.
All right. So now, okay, we have the prologue out. Where are we at as far as the main story of Breakers, and when can we look forward to seeing more?
Well, I would say ideally, with all optimism, within the 3-month span that Kickstarter runs, you know, we raise the money, we are able to, you know, produce the first comic probably within what, another month after that, Noel? What do you think?
I think so. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an ongoing process. And but right now, at this particular point, Ashish is working on pages right now. So what we want to try to do with Kickstarter is, you know, then we'll be able to pay to get a colorist and, you know, and pay for more pages for Ashish to work on. So we're at the point right now where we're kind of in flux. We have it all written out. We have so much story written out, ready to go. We just and it took us a while. Losing Ray, you know, he just, you know, I moved across the country, and Ray was busy working on a couple of other books. It took us a while to really find the right fit with Ashish. So now that we have that, he's just going to start cranking out pages. So, soon.
Okay. All right. Well, I eagerly anticipate. Tell us where we can find Breakers again.
Right now on the website, right? www.breakersogn.com.
Yes, and also on Facebook. If you go to Breakers, an original graphic novel on Facebook, that would be a really great way, Dick, to kind of see the process of what's going on. Because, you know, as we get sketches from Ashish, you know, sometimes there's a lot of characters in this, and, you know, some of the characters still need to be fleshed out and concept sketches. So we're going to be getting a lot of artwork. And guest artists, people take stabs at our characters all the time. And it's so flattering to know that something we're working on is inspiring other artists out there. So we're going to be posting stuff like that, and the progress. And there's a lot of new artwork on there right now if you want to go check it out.
Yeah, I've checked it out. I've checked it out a couple of times. I'm being on checking out the art. I may even take a stab or three.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So
that would be awesome. You know, we got lots going on. This story, we have other, you know, levels of it as well. We have a short story that's written out in prose that Drew wrote called Shoes, which is just, it's brilliant and it's creepy and it's written out in regular short story form. And Ashish has done just some sketches to kind of, you know, go along with the story. So we want to kind of, that's going to be something that will be an incentive for people to contribute on Kickstarter. It might also be an extra chapter in one of our upcoming issues. We may add that to the webcomic online. And we have other stories. There's a flashback story when our main characters are kids, which would be kind of cool to use different artists in different art styles to tell different stories.
Yeah,
so,
from person to story. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you fellas for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, man. This is great.
Awesome. So much. This is great.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing where this goes. I mean, I was intrigued by the prologue. I like what I've seen so far. And, you know, always trying to promote imagination. You need a tad bit more of that nowadays.
Hey,
there need to be more people like you guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank you, and keep doing what you're doing. And of course, as you update the world, feel free to come on, and we can dish on it. Every time you got something new and interesting, you know, you got the book coming out, we want to talk about it.
All right. Well, we got more
Sounds
stuff
great.
Coming. We're working on another short story right now, so we have plenty of stuff.
All right. Well, once again, thank you, sir. And
thanks.
If I'm 100%, put something on.
All right.
I'm already embarrassed enough. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Bye, guys.
We'll be in touch with you fellas, and feel free. You know,
thanks,
drama is your home away from home.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right. Thank you.
Next time, 100%, we'll have a scarf on.
All All right.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right. That was Noel Short and Andrew Reeves, creators of the webcomic Breakers and soon-to-be graphic novel and hopefully animation / movie. And this 100% is going to have a guest appearance, and but she'll be close.
I will be pretty close.
We're going to go on a commercial break here. This is HISD, Galleria Chick.
Met her at Saks and Fifth Avenue. Smelled like Bath and Body Works. My J. Crew be seeing you. Oh, there's two of you, Macy and Tiffany too. Y'all want bracelets? I got a brass booth for both of you. All hell Zells with an old Fossil Brooks brother. He got Starbucks, hence the Gucci link cuffs. Cufflinks, I got a bucket, ends in L.E. Echo Unlimited, off to the foot for athletes. I felt the down-to-earth image, nails and facials. Fools rush in like gin and Ben again. We hit Thirsties and Wetzel's pretzels. Her name was Carol Paris. Call me Casual Corner, Candy Headquarters. Body shop to workshop to build a bear for ya. Arts to Asia, she was precious like a gem by Chow. Marble slab, she had a chocolate Swiss smile. Let me get that. Sharper image had a stereo. Sleep over, listen to the radio and shack. Up for a night or two or what have you. No boo, today's news don't do gazoo. 718 lids fitted Padre, navy blue.
Galleria chick, some fans, some big. Some say they all of that plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria chick don't think you talking. Galleria chick, some fans, some big. Some pushing food, some push the baddest flips. If you ain't got a badass whip, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria chick don't think you talking.
Up in the Apple store, shrink wrapped in apple bottom. She asked, "Are you a Mac?" I'm like, "Nah, but I got a lap. Plus a wireless mouse, that means no strings attached." Word, baby, that fat. Need assurance for that. A hard drive makes a soft gap. My pops told me that. Not a product of knockers, you work more than that. Forget them pop up hot blockers and knockers that wanna crash your foot locker. You the body shop showstopper. They mesmerized by the mulatto, my Afro Rican pina colada. Talking half and half, hazelnut decaf. Scar from black, let's hit the bus. I'm kinda thirsty for a lot. Pardon me, latte. Hey, hey, missus. Junior, you're so petite. I'm digging your whole mystique, sexy. No freaks in the bars, let's get a suite. I'm saying, meet me at the West End. Galleria, that is, you and your best friend.
Galleria, six, some fans, some big. Some think they all of that, plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria, six, don't think you talking. Yo, Galleria, six, some fans, some big. Some pushing food, some push the baddest flips. If you ain't got a badass whip, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria, six, don't think you talking. Yo, it's the V, the I, the S, the T.
Much to give, and don't know what I'll get. Is it if you love me?
What? I want my Galleria chick. I need a Galleria chick. What? I want no Galleria chick.
I met this girl in Express who was trying to express how she wasn't looking for love. She was looking for guests or some Abercrombie and Fitch makeup. Some back to Leto Hills with this like build that made me react. I usually don't talk to women like that, but she was bad with a coach bag, a body shirt and Tiffany cast. I made a dash to get a photograph to keep it my stash with lovers. But yo, I'm bonded when I seen her attack. I didn't want to play myself like that, so I went back to work. Cause everybody knows the voices are flowing. So Galleria
My urban outfit comes equipped with the rims on the whip. Gotta love it how I slip my banana in the republic of a wet seal into that gap field. Like the journey of an athlete, track meet, headed towards the finish line. Baby is a lovely dime, but she loves that number nine. West like Ye say, she's addicted to retail, conflicted by details. Now look at what she sells, her conservative body parts. for the liberal arts and crafts. They go beyond like I'm head in a bath. Baby, you're making me laugh. Popping that Gucci in exchange for our money, honey. As we express through the limited space and time. Watch the Movado name dropped in the rhyme. Consumers all standing in line to get a glimpse of Miss Galleria's radiant shine. Prime real estate with a gentrified mind. But watch it all decline over time. Galleria chick.
Y'all miss with 100%. She was getting her boogie on. She was straight there, all that. It was amazing.
I was really wrong with you.
Anyway, speaking of amazing, now we come to the part of the week, you know, our favorite time of the week where we get to talk about the dumb asses. Of the week. So, without further ado, and drum roll, please. Ladies first, Miss 100%.
You know what, Dick? I came to a conclusion a little while ago during the break.
What you come to?
I kind of think that you want me to go first all the time so you can gauge to see, so you can, you know, try to beat my story every week, you know. But that's all right.
You know what? I will go first.
We
will handle this right now. I will go first. My dumb ass of the week, which could be the dumb ass of the century, dumb asses of the century, is the Catholic Church. The Catholic, yes, the Catholic Church, who, through the New York John Jay College of Criminal Justice, commissioned a study. What does this study entail? It is a study about sex abuse in the Catholic Church.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it, they found in their study that the turmoil of the free love movement in the 60s was the blame for all the sex abuse, or the majority of the sex abuse in the church.
That's
yeah. Now, think about that for a second. It was 1960s free love that made them molest people, not the celibacy and the all male priesthood. Mm. It was 1960s free love, because of course 1960s affects what happened in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and 2000 and 2010. Anyway,
wow.
Yeah, but they commissioned that, and that's their conclusion. Yeah.
That's just so sad.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? You gonna blame something that happened 50 years ago for what y'all doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, your turn.
All right. my dumbass, who I still think is a bigger dumbass than your dumbass.
Okay.
Luis Sanchez Ortiz. He said that he's a devout Christian, and he kept going to his wife for sex, and the wife didn't want to have sex with him. So because he was a devout Christian, and he didn't want to cheat on his wife, and he didn't want to keep pestering his wife for sex, he decided to castrate himself. So, so he said that.
Wow.
Here's a statement. I've castrated pigs, cats, dogs, and 3 days later, they're healed. I thought that it was what it was going to be like with me. I practiced with animals, so I went ahead, put some pressure on my testicles, and cut them to remove them by force. And he's been treated. This was a while back. He's been treated in the hospital, but he was infected. I'm trying to put that lightly and not make it too gross, but he had a mass infection throughout his body because of it. And they said, yeah, there's a complete absence of testicles there. So, yep, he has no nuts. He has no balls.
Well, first and foremost, Miss 100%, it was gross at castrate. Second, I think he's a little past dumbass, you know, because that's flat out crazy, lunatic. You know, yeah, I'm gonna cut. I had to tell him, homie, you're not a lizard. If you cut off your tail, it will not grow back. I promise you.
Somebody asked the question. He said, would Tiger Woods have considered going this route?
Yeah, I'm going to guess Tiger's like, hell no. I'm going to use mine. I'm thinking maybe he should try counseling, but that's just me. Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Counseling. Fine. Now, we also have a story about the HIV bandit.
I'm about to cut off some testicles. No, yeah. I can help you out with that. There's the Andre Davis. He's a former semi-pro wrestler, Ohio State student. He's been accused of having sex with a bunch of women without telling them that he's been HIV positive since 2009. He was put in jail once before for having sex with 5 women, and then he turned around and did it 10 more times. So now he's actually, but there's more. He's actually in prison now for a total of 15 charges, but they said that there's probably about 12 more charges to come in the next few months because he keeps constantly going around purposely having sex unprotected, or he's trying to infect women with HIV.
Well, I got a couple things on this. First, why is he not put in jail and thrown away the key, first and foremost?
Right. Why do they keep letting him out of jail?
Right. I mean,
they had him before and let him go, and then now they've arrested him again.
Right. Well, that's my point. I don't get why he's not in isolation and he can just keep infecting himself. Two, now I'm sure there's going to be some people who will say, well, yeah, see, it's part of the women's fault because they were with him and they were unprotected. But I would say this. This individual is a serial killer.
Yes.
It wouldn't matter whether you use protection. He would poke holes in the condom. He would do whatever to infect you. You got to understand that, you know, this is a cruel and malicious individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just cruel and unusual for no reason whatsoever. I mean, he's bitter. He's like the people I was saying going to switching. You know, he should be assisted. They should just drop him off in the clinic and make it happen. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one. It's a lot of people out there on that are doing it on purpose, men and women. They're infecting people on purpose.
Right. And right.
Go ahead.
And we know that they're doing it because they intentionally want to hurt people. I don't think that there's any defense except for ignoring them altogether and just not even talking to them, because you don't know somebody's doing something bad to you. It's too late. Now, normally, we end talking about something horrible, but I don't want to do that. I actually want to talk about something that I thought that it is very touching. A homeless man, Curtis Jackson, not to be confused with the artist known as 50 Cent. No, this Curtis Jackson is homeless, and he gave thousands of dollars that he panhandled to a single mother who lives out of a hotel room with a 10-year-old son.
Oh.
Just once again showing that you can see hope and glimmer that there are people out there who still have hearts. And in a world where we have a president who's talking about the rights of people in the Middle East, but they're taking all our rights here. I look at something like this, a man who has nothing, but is willing to give all of his nothing to someone who's trying to do something good with a child.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. You can't get any more beautiful than that.
Yeah.
So I commend Mr. Jackson. And it's like, wow. Unfortunately, we can't say that for the people who actually have the means and the resources.
Exactly. He has nothing, and he's giving out of his nothing.
Right.
Out of his, and then we have people who are billionaires, and they won't even look at you and try to help you with anything. They don't care how bad off you are. It's all your fault, and they give it to them.
Right.
So, wow. People can really learn something from you.
Right. Trickle-down economics, that is fine. And on that note, I want to thank Mr. Noel Short and Andrew Reeves, the creators of Breakers, for coming on the show. I want to thank Miss 100% for being the magnificent Naked live stream. Also, I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening. Smooth Drama. I'm your host, Dick Hugger, aka FN Word. We're out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.